We've talked about how does it end? It's kind of the homework for our next session. One could argue that it didn't end so well for Yeshua. Not such a great example. But, as was pointed out, it was a long time ago. Consciousness was different. Things ended different back then. The Christ seed consciousness was still brought to this planet. And it was brought with a knowingness that the planet wasn't quite ready. There was no mistake, uncertainty, that it would take 2,000 years. It was known back then. It was about bringing in, planting this Christ seed so that you and another incarnation with a new name could come back and collect the very thing that you brought in. You didn't really bring it here for the rest of the world. You knew that they someday would benefit from it. You brought it in for you. You could say that this time is like a highway. Time has gone 2,000 years of kilometers or miles. You knew back then that you were going to be here in 2,000 years at this point on this cosmic journey. You put that Christ seed in there 2,000 years ago so that it would be here for you right now. You knew you'd be coming to this point, that you would need this, want it, and here it is. Probably would have been really upsetting to energetic balances to have it sprout 2,000 years ago. Even your composite Yeshua knew that. And there were those who were pushing him, pressuring him to say, no, make it blossom right now. Bring it out right now. We see it in you. We want it now. Almost like a little bit of a greed. Yeshua said, no, it's not quite ready. I said, yes, but Master, when will we be ready? Will it be a year from now? 10 years from now? Will you teach us how to get ready? And Yeshua said, I can't. And he said, I can tell you're not ready. Because you still don't trust yourself. You've still put me on a pedestal. You still want me to save you, perform miracles for you, teach you. No, you're not quite ready. So it ended for Yeshua in a way. Another way it's lived on. The story split, you know, of course. The story of Jesus from the Bible, and there's a story of Yeshua. The story of Yeshua has lived on also. That energy, that Christ seed, that blessing has lived on to right now. But that part of you that is Yeshua comes back once again with you saying, yeah, we're ready for that Christ seed to blossom, to grow. That same composite of Yeshua says to you, are you ready to trust? 2,000 years later, he says, I come back to you. Are you ready to trust yourself? Deeply. Unequivocally, unconditionally, no ifs, ands, or buts, or I don't knows, comes back to say, are you ready to be in that state of your own divine trust, no matter what? Even if you think that you're making mistakes, going beyond that and being in a place of trust, even if it scares you, terrorizes you at the deepest level, brings up all your fears, fears of disease, fears of poverty, fears of being alone, fears of, well, the ending. Are you ready to be in that state of trust? And I don't want to sugarcoat it. I'm saying, oh, trust yourself. So joyful and fun and happy and sunshine and rainbows. No. Demons and dragons as well. It's fear that could come up within you that is just will freeze you. Freeze your brain, freeze your body. Freeze, like as in cold. To trust yourself that deeply and that implicitly. And it makes your belly spin. Overwhelms your mind. Too many thoughts, too many questions. That's the tool for next year, trust. Oh, we've talked about it so many times. But it's back. Some of you, that's all you have left. In a way. Sure, you've got some clothes and a bottle of cheap wine in the refrigerator, but that's really all you have left. Bank account is run down. Car probably won't make it for another year. But you got this trust. Let's not play the Jesus game on this one. Let's not have it end like it did for him. Because with that trust, everything changes. Funny thing is, you don't even have to think about it. You don't have to plan anything after that. You don't have to work at things. But it's coming to that level of trust. You don't have to worry about other people, the IRS, or anything else like that. The aliens and the conspiracies. When you're at that deep, simple, basic level of trust, other stuff just doesn't touch you, doesn't affect you. So this is going to be something that comes up again for you this, well, next, at least next 30 days or so before our next shout. Question, how does it end? And the question, can I allow myself that level of trust? And before you answer the question, if you say yes, you get the experience that will, confirm within yourself. So the trust isn't just a mental concept, that it's right in there with your knowingness. Then you'll be able to fly through anything. Anything. Let's take a good deep breath, my dear friends. Rejoicing in this holiday season, in the fellowship that we have here, and the laughter from today. Being able to talk about Yeshua and Jesus. Being somewhat irreverent. No, really irreverent. Can't wait to see the YouTube clips on this one. But coming down to the point of, well, what really matters? What really, really matters? Let's take a good deep breath and always that knowingness, that no matter what, no matter how difficult, no matter how amazing, that, well, all is well in all of creation. And so it is.